Praise be Jesus and Mary. Do you live the truth of the resurrection? This is how the Catechism phrases when it begins to talk about the resurrection of our Lord, that this is a central truth of our faith, and that the first Christians lived this truth of the faith. The resurrection of Jesus is the crowning truth of our faith in Christ, a faith believed and lived as the central truth by the first Christian community. And so we see here in today's gospel, our Lord is trying to prove that he is truly risen, right? He is risen from the dead in body and soul. He has flesh and bones. They can look at his hands and feet and touch him, and he eats fish in front of them. Okay? All with the goal of convincing them of this truth, that he is truly risen from the dead. And these physical proofs that he's giving is nothing other than a confirmation of what he told them beforehand, that he would suffer and then rise. These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and in the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled. Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day. And so the word of God and the words of the Son of God before he actually suffered and rose from the dead should have been sufficient. Right? The word of God should be sufficient for us. But our Lord does more than what should have been sufficient by giving them these bodily proofs, these physical proofs that he's there with them. They can look at his hands and feet and touch him, and he eats in front of them. All, again, with the goal of convincing them of this truth. Why are you troubled? And why do questions arise in your hearts? Why do you doubt this truth of faith? And so this was, as the Catechism says, the central truth of the first Christians. This is what was preached to them, that Jesus rose from the dead. And then believing in this, for those who didn't see, they now live this truth. Now ask yourself that. Do I live this truth, that Jesus is risen from the dead and that he is alive today? That he is alive and with us in the tabernacle. That he is alive and with us in our hearts if we are in the state of grace. So this is a truth that we can and should live from moment to moment throughout our day. It's a truth that should guide our decisions. It's a truth that should guide our life of prayer. Very, very fundamental and central to the Christian life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.